Thank you for calling OMAX Help. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
Yes. I think I gave y'all my email. Hales, H-A-L-E-S, A-N-G-A-N-G-I-E, 8@gmail.com.
Thank you. Could you please verify your first and last name for security, ma'am?
Angie Hales.
Thank you. Could you please verify your address also?
P.O. Box 118, Garraville, Louisiana, 70051.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do see. Let's start here. How can I help you today, please?
Yes, ma'am. I need to push back my order a little longer.
Okay. It looks like, I'm trying to figure out exactly what went on here. I do see, it doesn't look like it's a subscription. It looks like on October 5th, the Omax 3 Omega 3 supplement, 6 boxes were ordered for $159.96, but it looks like they refunded.
I put it on hold. I put it on hold. Yeah, we redone it, and I put it on hold.
Okay, I'm not seeing that. I see something about a refund. Let me see if there's possible there's two accounts out here for us.
Well, they redid an account. What refund?
Okay, see, I see that, and then I see once it was redid, when it was done with the refund, there's no active subscription.
Well, I've been ordering for like 3 years now, and three years. So, and they couldn't find my account, so we redid it. I've been getting it for 3 years. That's why I never understood that. But she redid my name, my order and all again.
All right, because I don't have any notes whatsoever. I just see it looks like on October 5th an order was placed on the online store for a one-time purchase, and then they refunded it the same day. So there's no subscription when the order didn't process through. How, before this time when you tried to order, how long has it been since you had the product?
Well,
we went to a new system.
I must have called in October then. No, I called a while back. Whether it's sure and I called.
Okay, yes, ma'am, before then, because we started a new system in May, but I don't see an active subscription.
Right. I had put it on hold, and she was going to set up, I thought she set a date for it to go through. That's why I was calling to just put it on hold a little longer.
No, ma'am, because I don't see an active account. Let me try checking with just this. It looks like somehow she didn't put any notes in the computer, but when that was refunded, the order never went through, so it never processed. So once you're ready to place that order, just give us a call back, and we can set up a new subscription
right.
If that's what you would
what
like.
What else did she do? Well, I thought that's what she did the last time.
I'm going to be honest. If she did, but when it was refunded, it kind of canceled everything out. When she set up the new account, since that was refunded back October 5th, it never went through.
So what do I do? I've been ordering this for 3 years. I hope that doesn't mess anything up. I don't know what happened. I've been ordering on the same phone number, I got the paper, y'all send me. And they had to redo it because they didn't have no info on me. I just don't understand that. But what do I do now? I just need to. I want to order it, but I mean it's gonna be late another month or so. Another
all right.
Month.
You just call us when you're ready to order it, and we'll set it all back up for you because we would have to place. You know, have all the information to get it to process to make sure it goes through.
Lord.
So it would have to be today.
Well, that's what I thought. she did. She redid it in the system.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not even itsy. Whoever you spoke with did not put any notes in, unfortunately. But when you were refunded back in October, it canceled everything she would have done out. So could have or would have done, I wouldn't be able to see it since that order didn't process.
What I was refunded.
Okay, it says they sent you a refund notification email. Let me see exactly how much that was. And then it says restocked. Customer, okay, refunded. Okay, it said paid. It was the same day. It should have voided itself out. You were charged $159.96 on October 5th. It says refunded $159.96. Customer
right.
doesn't want to place the order until next month. Customer will call back.
Oh,
so
okay.
It,
so
it
that's
is
it.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
But let me look at this. When I go this route, okay, so what happened when she set up that subscription, it did not go through once they refunded there. So you would have to give us a call back once you're ready to place the order, and we'll be glad to help you with that whenever
okay.
you're ready.
As long as I'm still in the skit, I mean, you have my info to do it, all right?
We do have all the information she requested, and we have
okay.
everything we went over with me and you
okay,
just
I
now.
Just got a call then. I just got a call.
Yes, and it says, and they canceled. Customer called. I found the notes now. Customer called in to place
right,
the new order, but then decided after
okay.
placing the order that she wanted to wait until next month. We canceled and refunded. Customer will call back.
Right. Okay. So I'll call back next month, and I'll order, and we'll just do it over, okay?
Ethan, would you like to order any cryo freeze today? It's great for achy and painful muscles
no,
and neck.
No, I'm okay right now, baby.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, ma'am, for calling Omax Health.
Thank you so
Anything
much for
else
your
I can help with?
That is it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, ma'am. Have a great day.
You too, babe. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.